रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः। अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 116 द एक्सोडस ऑफ द ऋषिस। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। द हर्मिट्स इन द आश्रमस अबाउट चित्रकूट लेड टिल देन अ हैप्पी लाइफ फ्री फ्रॉम केयर एंड एंग्जायटी सिंस रामा वाज विद देम। When Bharata had departed for Ayodhya, Rama inferred from the casual remarks and signs that they were apprehensive of some danger and were anxious to seek some other resort. They spoke among themselves in secret, pointing out to Rama with sidelong glances and raised eyebrows. They entertained some doubts about him. Rama could not explain it to himself. He sought out Kulapati, or the head, and said to him with folded palms, I beg to submit to your reverence that the hermits hereabouts behaved to me rather strangely. May I know why? Did they notice any change in my attitude towards them? Or was Lakshmana guilty of any careless breach of duty? Or was Sita so much absorbed in her attendance upon me as to omit paying you any due attention and respect? The head of the colony was a very old man, lean and emaciated with age and severe tapas. His limbs shook from weakness. He addressed himself to Rama, whose heart went out in compassion to all creatures, and said, It is inborn in her to do good, the highest good to others. Sita delights in it immensely. The daughter of King Janaka, it is absurd to imagine her ever swerving the least from the path of good. All the more careful would she safeguard herself in the case of holy hermits. My people here apprehend danger through you from the Rakshasas, and it forms a subject of their anxious thoughts and talk. Not far from here is the city of Janasthana, the capital of Kara, the Rakshasa. He is the brother of Ravana. His numerous victories have heightened his natural pride and arrogance. A cruel cannibal, the sinful wretch hates you beyond all words. The Rakshasas will continue to harass and persecute the hermits so long as you stay among them. Their hideous forms and looks strike terror into the hearts of the poor recluses, and truly it is repulsive and horrible to see them. They pelt our people with impure and unclean objects. They pounce upon others unawares and drink their lifeblood. Sometimes they conceal themselves in the ashramas and slay the inmates thereof. They scatter the holy vessels of sacrifice when the fires are reverentially worshipped. They put them out with huge streams of water. They shatter to pieces the vessels filled with magnetized water. My people press me to leave these haunts of wickedness and danger and seek safer spots. And it behooves me to lead them away before the wretches work them some greater evil. I know of a pleasant ashrama hereabouts, and we remove to it very shortly. It is abundantly provided with every convenience the hermits could desire, roots, fruits, and water. If you will, we will be glad to take you with us before Kara singles you out for persecution. Gentle you are and valiant, but you have come here with your wife and should look out for danger at all times. It seems to me that you will not have a pleasant life of it here. Rama tried in vain to persuade him to stay and said, Why should you fear when I am with you? I will see to it that you come to no harm. He was not to be convinced. He took affectionate leave of Rama and departed from the place with his people. Rama followed them far on their way. They advised him as to future contingencies and gave him leave to return, which he did. The holy people were loath to part with him, for they had benefited much by associating with that prince of saintly life and wisdom. So the place where they lived was very dear to him even after they had left it, and he would not exchange it for any other. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.